Welcome to this edition of Techonomics. Nicole Lappin is an author, a television reporter, and she's now the star of a new business competition reality show, Hatched. She was the youngest anchor ever at CNN before holding the same title at CNBC. Host Jason Middleton spent some time with Nicole discussing business in her new book.
Hello and welcome back. Small businesses, they're the backbone of the American economy. So let's throw some numbers at the situation from the Small Business Administration website. First, the 28 million small businesses in America account for 54% of all U.S. sales. Two, small businesses provide 55% of all jobs and 66% of all net new jobs, and that's since the 1970s. And lastly, the small business sector in America occupies 30 to 50% of all commercial space. So you have revenue, employment, and footprint relevance. Digital is probably an area to grow into, but that's not a detraction of the importance of small businesses. Next up, we have a chat with Nicole Lappin. She's a TV business and news anchor and host of a new show called Hatched. It's a business competition reality show.
We are really happy with the state of the economy. You know, the results show a pretty surprising increase in overall confidence compared to a year ago. And right there in San Francisco, actually, folks are even more hopeful about their local economy than their West Coast peers. It actually shows a huge bump in San Francisco specifically.
A new national survey claims that 53% of small businesses think the national economy is headed in the right direction. Personally, I think we should wait and see how healthcare and other deregulation play out before making that final call. Here's my chat with Nicole Lappin.
I'm Nicole Lappin, and I am a New York Times bestselling author and financial expert.
Yes, you are, and you use a very key word in some of your titles. Now, I'm from a family of feminists, and I consider myself to be a feminist, and Boss Bitch is one of our coffee table books laying around the house. Even my 7-year-old has picked it up, so I want to thank you for that.
Sweet. Oh, thank you. Yes. So a wonderful family of feminists. I am reclaiming the word and owning it as a badge of honor for my first book, Rich Bitch, my second book, Boss Bitch. And like a good feminist, you know, I am choosing to do just that.
Well, right on. And applause for that, too. But let's get to the news of the day, Nicole. Again, thank you for your time this morning. You have done a recent small business economic study, and I'd like to get into the weeds on that a little bit. So could you just give me your couple of takeaways that you had just looking at the data as it came in?
Yeah, this is really important, Jason. And I know you talk on your show a lot about business and the economy and technology. And there are so many questions around the state of the economy. I don't need to tell you that. Is it growing? Is it slowing? You know, I think the answers really lie with small businesses in this country, as they historically do. They're really the backbone of this country. They are the engine of that growth. I've said that time and again, and I will say it again. So I've pored over all of this data from the recent Union Bank Small Business Economic Survey. It's actually the 18th one that they've ever done. So these folks know how to do it. And I can tell you that if you look at these responses from hundreds and hundreds of small business owners up and down the West Coast, they are really happy with the state of the economy. You know, the results show a pretty surprising increase in overall confidence compared to a year ago. And right there in San Francisco, actually, folks are even more hopeful about their local economy than their West Coast peers. It actually shows a huge bump in San Francisco specifically.
Right. And, you know, we are in a bit of a 9-county economic bubble here in the Bay Area. You've covered it before. I'm preaching to the choir in a way, but I can understand our optimism being up. Now, I don't want to be a Debbie Downer necessarily, but I would like to ask you, did you find any challenges that are being pulled out by small business owners moving into this year, economically speaking?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, it's a mixed bag. It's a complex economic picture. I don't want to be super Pollyanna-ish. And I don't want to be Debbie Downer. I just want to keep it real. And I think small business owners can look at this data, really use it to further their business and the direction of their business. Yeah, you're right. In San Francisco, in the Bay Area, the 9 counties are slightly higher than the West Coast. But a majority of small business owners say the economy, this is interesting, is moving in the right direction. But this is a complete change from what we saw last year, where a majority of folks thought the economy was moving in the wrong direction. And remember, Jason, this is a post-election survey. So sentiment has increased about 11 points, yeah, since last year with the Union Bank study. And I think that this type of confidence actually is trickling up. So we like to see, you know, what's happening on a micro level. And hopefully that gives us good information for what's going to happen with future growth and future expansion for the country at large.
Do you think we could extrapolate, since it's a post-election survey, that the Obama administration was seen as not necessarily friendly towards small businesses because of regulation, because of the Affordable Care Act, and maybe that President Trump administration might be a little less regulatory?
We actually look at government policy and government programs, and we ask small businesses, what do you think about all that? And actually 40% say that government programs would be more helpful moving forward. They also like to see lower interest rates to drive the business. More than 30% said that. And Jason, I know you've been covering this. Interest rates are rock bottom lows. They are historic lows for some time now. So if that's a little bit of a mixed bag, because small business owners, of course, know that rising interest rates are going to happen. Hello, Captain Obvious. Everybody knows that. And of course, that means that money anyone borrows, you know, if we break it down, including and especially small business owners, like myself, by the way, is going to be more expensive because, of course, if you borrow money, it's going to cost more money to pay that money back. The numbers, however, show that small business owners do feel like they had pretty good and constant access to credit over the last 2 years. So as you were talking about the change in administration, but they're divided, actually 50-50 when asked about how prepared they are for changing interest rate environment. Hmm. But that makes sense, right? Because in anything about the economy, we don't want more questions than answers. We want more certainty. They aren't planning to change their strategy a whole lot moving forward. And again, this study was just done. Or getting credit or spending significantly for CapEx, which again, fancy term for spending a bunch of money on your business. So I think while there's a lot of trepidation about monetary policy, Jason, that's, you know, the stuff the Federal Reserve does, there is optimism about the fiscal part of policy, and that's the government policies, of course.
Those are excellent contextual points about the Fed. And on this show, we've had a kind of a running joke over the last 12 months or so, Nicole, so I'm going to place it in front of you as well. I'll bet you Starbucks, okay? When is the Fed going to go up the next time? I've been saying March, and I've been saying it before Fed Chair Janet Yellen testified this week. So I've been kind of like taking the long shot. Where are you on this one?
Well, so when you say in March, do you mean like 25 basis points?
Yes,
or do you mean like
yeah.
a significant high?
No, 25 basis points. Just the first one since December.
Look, I don't think 25 basis points is going to change people's lives very much. I think it's going to be a slow and steady uptick of interest rates if I had to look into my crystal ball. You know, this shot in the arm is not going to last forever. And that's really what it was intended to do. So I would agree with you. You know, March is a good assessment for when it's going to go up. I don't think it's going to go up dramatically either.
Okay. Well, we've been speaking with Nicole Lappin. She's been talking about what her findings with the 18th Annual Small Business Economic Study that was sponsored by Union Bank. I'd be remiss, Nicole, if I let you go without asking about your new show, Hatched. How are things going there? And what market opportunity did you find and launch this show around?
You know, what's interesting is that entrepreneurialism, Jason, I don't need to tell you, you will, you know, cover this for your show moving forward and have covered it in the past, is so zeitgeisty right now. You know, kids want to be an actor or an athlete or an entrepreneur these days. You know, it's become really sexy, especially where you are. And so, you know, to capture that and to ride these sort of macro tailwinds and the derivative content of Shark Tank, that's been really successful. So Hatched was hatched out of that, really. You know, and so we look at consumer businesses only. So they pitch us, we test them in retail because, of course, consumer is king mm-hmm. or queen, if you will. Mm-hmm. And so we test those in retail and we get consumer feedback. So that gives us surveys and data. As you've seen already, I'm a nerd with surveys and poring over data. So this is the very same thing.
Right on.
You know, the survey I've looked at, and that's exactly what I do on the show. And so we've seen amazing entrepreneurs, kid entrepreneurs. I love them so much. How could you say no to them? They're so
right?
cute. And like, they start these great businesses when they're 11, and they're like, I'm CEO. I'm like, God bless you. You're amazing.
Well, you're brave because they say never work with pets, animals, or kids. And, you know, you're working with kids and loving it. So that's pretty cool.
Absolutely. And super, super, super impressive kids. So I say, you know, sometimes, you know, get a bad rap for the millennials, but I think our country is in good hands if you look at the kids on the show.
Financial expert, entrepreneur, best-selling author, TV news personality, and host of the new show Hatch. Nicole, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Jason, it's such a pleasure. So fun. Thank you.
That was Nicole Lappin. Nicole has more than a decade as a financial journalist and anchor on CNN as well as CNBC. She's also the host of the nationally syndicated business competition reality show, Hatched. Nicole was using a new study of small business owners from Union Bank. putting a Silicon Valley spin on it, Instagram has passed 1 million business advertisers on its platform, thanks mostly to small businesses. Instagram provides free tools for businesses to maximize its customer base of 600 million monthly active users. A small business may not have a website, but it sure had better have an Instagram account. And for that matter, some small businesses exist exclusively on Instagram. One entrepreneur told Fortune.com, quote, "Instagram is so successful for us because our customers have a discerning eye. The moment you look at our feed, you instantly get a sense of who we are and what we do. That, plus a potential client base of 600 million users, is a powerful combo for businesses large and small." We have links at kgoradio.com/techonomics. Coming up, we take a look at basketball in the office. It's not a Silicon Valley workplace perk. It's that college tournament that happens every March. What's trending on Google around it? And how does Google Home get in on the action? That's next. I'm Jason Middleton, and this is Techonomics. Please stick around.